This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
We absolutely adore this lady. You can catch her every morning on the Today Show on Channel 9. Well, we did. Now she's decided to leave us here in Australia and go overseas. Done.
So that means you don't love me anymore.
Get out.
We still love Brooke Boney. Welcome!
Well, I still love you guys.
Yeah,
and we can say that with my full chest.
Love and support.
Full chest and my whole heart.
Oh, sorry.
Love and support you no matter what your choices are.
Thank you. I feel like I'm getting a talk from my parents.
No, it doesn't
matter what you decide to do with your life, Brooke, we still love you.
Yeah. You are lovable. Regardless.
Have you packed your toothbrush? Will Mum be there when you're packing your bag? Now, for anyone that doesn't know, but Brooke has announced that she's going to study over at Oxford. Congratulations, Brooke. This is massive. And you know what? While you're young, this is an amazing thing to do. We know that you've got an amazing career at Channel 9, but for you to go, no, this is something that I've always wanted to do is a huge commitment, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, mate, but I'm actually not that young anymore, so it feels more silly than courageous at this stage. I don't know.
Well, here's what I wanted to know, right? You get your placement at Oxford. What are you doing? What course are you doing?
A Master's of Public Policy.
That's what I thought.
What does that mean exactly?
So you just, it's about helping, like, design policy.
Okay.
That's cool.
So you're doing law and economics and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a longing to always be on TV?
A yearning for a spot on the television.
Like, do you enjoy TV time?
I love TV time.
Because I know you love the Logies, and you said I wanted to get into TV for Logies.
Well, that's the only reason. And you're
making it seem so shallow.
Not at all, Kate. I love the Logies.
No, I am shallow. He's right.
Here's what I wanted to know. Big deal to leave Channel 9, don't you think?
It's a huge deal, but I'm not leaving. Like, I'm still, you know, part of the Channel 9 family.
They say don't even go on a holiday in this entertainment industry, and you're going for a year, mate.
Oh, my gosh.
Big call.
I know.
This is what I'm going to call.
So
and I don't want Brooke to come back to Channel 9 because I think she can make a statement. And, you know, with the last referendum that we had, she was an amazing voice, and I think she would be great for Uluru Statement from the Heart, and we need someone like Brooke Boney to go and take us into the next century, and I think you can do that for us. Brooke, I think you would be amazing at it. And obviously you're amazing at your job now and what you do with, you know, interviewing the big guests, but I think that, there's big plans for you, Brooke Boney.
Well, you know, like, I do feel a deep sense of responsibility to my community. And even the work that I have done on the telly and in other parts of the media, it's all been to try to drive some of those conversations.
Yes.
And, like, I've been so lucky, and I've had so many wonderful supporters throughout my entire career, where they're like, even my boss now, Burlo, he's like, okay, well, let's chuck this chick on telly who no one in our audience is familiar with. And then I was able to have these huge conversations, and that means so much to me.
We've also been a part of this as well, Whip, and I think, Kate, you have as well, but the White Shirt campaign, Brooke's involved with that as well. So you can buy a witchery white shirt and help end all ovarian cancer for all women, but you can go and support that as well. So you're involved with that this year, Brooke?
Yes. So the official day for World Ovarian Cancer is actually today, Wednesday, the 8th of May. Yep. So this year was a big year. It's the 16th year that they've done it.
Okay.
It feels like it's been around for ages. They've raised like $16 million. But the main thing is to keep just driving home that message that if you feel like there's something wrong with your body, please go and get, just keep pushing for a diagnosis.
Listen to your body.
Yeah. Exactly, because the symptoms are so vague. You know, it could be like an upset tummy. It could be, you know, you feel a bit different to what you used to. And it's not until you properly get investigated that you realise that there is something potentially a bit more serious that's wrong. And they don't have an early detection test.
I was going to ask about that. The screen, is it? Am I using the correct word if I say screening? That's not, you can't work this stuff out.
No,
early.
It's not like cervical cancer where there's like a pap smear or other sorts of tests where you can get it. In the early stages, quite often it's quite advanced,
right.
And that's why the mortality rate for it is so high.
It's horrible.
Mm. Yeah, it is. It's bad. But I think we can do better. That's the positive to come out of it.
Love that, Brooke.
Brooke, we're going to see you before you go. Oh, well, we may not, because you're going over for the Paris Olympics as well, aren't you?
Yeah, so I'm going over with the Channel 9 team, but I actually just quietly back myself to maybe participate in an event.
Oh, okay.
Like, I reckon, say the archery team, someone falls down.
Right. breakdance
in mysterious circumstances. Breakdancing, perhaps. Maybe they sprain their ankle.
I love that.
Guess who's there, ready to step up? BB. Bones. Turbones.
Turbones.
Salt bone.
Wow. She's ready.
Yep.
Coming for you, Paris.
Like we said, if you want to buy a witchery white shirt, you can help end ovarian cancer for all women. Brooke is helping out there, and you can catch her every day on the Today Show. We love you, Brooke. If we don't see you before we go, have an amazing time and keep in contact with us.
Absolutely. I love you guys, and I'll miss you.
Thank you, Brooke.
Not you, Whipper.
No, I'll miss you definitely.
All the best. Very proud of you.
Make sure you call me. Call me.
Fitz in Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.
The Australian government has made changes to its individual income tax rates and thresholds that will provide a tax cut to every Australian taxpayer.
Tax changes come into effect from 1 July 2024. Tax cuts for every taxpayer. Visit taxcuts.gov.au to find out more.